Straight from the wasteland, this is the Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 17. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide.
And I'm Slick Bunny.
I was going to make that joke, son of a bitch. Fuck.
Yeah, I'm not Clay Cuckolds anymore. I got stripped of that name.
This is Slick Bunny 81011. So as a guest, Clay Cuckolds, he was just too much trouble. We couldn't have him on the show anymore. We get too many emails complaining about his name, saying it was too sexualized, some kind of sexual fetish or something. I don't know.
I don't get it either.
I mean, as far as I know, is the name the guy was born with, but you know.
So we. What are you gonna do?
He gets shipped out to the farm, so we're joined by Slick Bunny instead.
But things are good. Things are good over here, and on my way to Concord. Actually,
nice. Well, before we get to that, you want to give us some background info, Slick Bunny?
Some background, well, I don't really got much. I mean, I'm just.
Tell us, you know, how you came about, how you came to be in the business, you know.
Well, it's a long road. Long road. That's really my story.
I'm just a long road, yeah.
Yeah, that's really it. It's just like, you know, it's just one of those things, you know. You just what it is. That's how deep it is.
I was born on a long road. I'll die on a long road.
Oh, I can only hope.
But, you wanted to, so why do you have to change your name on,
That's
what I was getting
at.
Yeah. I was pointing at.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't tell you. I mean, I just woke up and it was Slick Bunny. I remember I joined a party and I'm like, who the fuck's Slick Bunny in this party? Yeah. I'm like, who's that guy? And, you know, I had no idea. You're like, what's up with your name? And I'm like, dude, they changed my name. Like, what? Fucked up. Apparently it was just too sexual, I guess.
I don't know. So you had no choice over what name you got? Nothing?
No, just forced gamer tag change, yep. The old Microsoft way.
No response either from Microsoft? Try emailing them? Huh?
Oh yeah, did everything. Message board, this, that, support, live chat, nothing.
Guys, I mean, like I was saying, I mean, I've heard before, people used to try to get their names reported, so it would force a name change, but as far as I knew, they'd let you pick the name, you know?
Yep, he told me they stopped doing that, because people would work around it or with symbols and blah, 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 like, who the fuck gives a shit? It's like, I don't know, dude, whatever. It was Clay Cuckolds, it wasn't like, go fuck yourself, you fucking faggot, you know what I mean? Like... Yeah. You filthy kike fucking slut. Yeah, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, just yeah. Clay Cuckolds. Like, dude, it's not even that bad. Fuck off.
Yeah, I don't get that either. It's kind of a shame. I mean, what about the cuckolds in the world? What if you're an actual cuckold, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
What if that was your thing? Trying to shame you, make you feel like a piece of shit, like you're not wanted just because you like watching your wife get banged? I mean...
Yeah, I mean, is there anything, like, is there a law or something that I'm not aware of?
I don't know. Apparently on Xbox
Live. Is it a violent sex crime? I mean, I don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing more lovely in this world than just watching your wife get railed by another dude. I mean,
yeah.
Who doesn't want that?
Yep. And I figure I'm gonna protest by buying Fallout 4 digitally on Xbox.
Yep, I did the same thing. This is like a week ago. So yeah, I did. I don't know if I even talked about that, but yeah. So we get at the moment I got fucking queued up fucking Fallout 4 and Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Okay.
Both and fucking still hopelessly fucking addicted to Halo 5. But yeah, so it's going to be a nice little juggling act going in next month or so. Trying to
it's
fucking
gonna be tough.
Juggle those. And then if we get, I think next week Battlefront comes out.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to wait on that. But that was fun.
Yeah, it was fun, dude. I don't know. So yeah. It's tough. It's even tougher about that. You just fucking, you know, I'm like, oh, I'll play fucking Halo for a while. I had that week off. Like, oh, I'll play fucking Halo for a while. Fucking write up a review, whatever. It should be easy. But the problem is, I'm so fucking hooked on it. I don't want to stop playing it to do anything. Not fucking write. Not fucking do shit. Like, fucking, you know what I mean?
That's understandable.
It's just like, it'd take me like an hour to write a fucking review. It's an hour I could be fucking playing fucking Breakout, you know?
Yeah, just make it quick. I mean, it's really like there isn't much to be said other than it's pretty fucking good, pretty sick.
There's a certain standard I try to hold the grunt free press to, you know. I don't want to break that by rushing out a review.
Yeah, of course. I can tell by the new Skype avatar, actually.
To give you a little background on that, the reason that's my avatar is the only picture I had on my computer.
That's the only picture, huh?
Yep. Because I had to, had to do a little wipe. A little PC wipe.
Oh, that's right.
Yep. So that was fun. So I fucking, I was having trouble before, like, some shit. Like, every time I'd fucking boot my computer up, it'd say something like, Windows can't connect to group policy or something. And, like, it wasn't really, like, I'm like, all right, whatever, dude, fucking, you know. Dumb fucking Windows message, that shit happens, like, shouldn't be a big deal. And it wasn't a big deal, right? It's nothing I could really, you know what I mean, fucking didn't really affect much. If I tried going to, like, my email account, it'd just take, like, forever to fucking log in, or, like, if I tried doing, like, my fucking, some, like, my video files and shit for shit that I bought, it fucking want to let me in sometimes, or you have to fucking open it as fucking an administrator or something stupid. It wasn't really a big deal, but if I was like trying to get, you know, check my email, dude, and it was like fucking, you know, whatever. Once every couple days, I found some little workaround, dude, I found online where you can just go into like the command prompt or whatever and like fucking type some bullshit in, dude. And it'd fucking restart your computer and like it'd be fine. Like it'd fix it. And, like, but it wasn't like, shut the computer down, turned it back on, it like start doing the same shit again, so it wasn't like really fixed. So I fucking did that last week. You know, happened again. Like whatever, no big deal. Fucking restart it. Fucking turn the computer on and fucking get this error message. Oh, we can't we encountered an error while restarting the computer or turning the computer on. Like restarting usually fixes it. Like, alright. Restart it. Kept that same fucking message. Oh, we can't, had trouble. Run a troubleshooter, do that. Oh, we couldn't, detect the problem. Restart the computer. So it was just in a fucking, like, pretty much like an infinite loop of just fucking constantly restart the fucking thing, dude. Like, no way to get out of it. No way to fucking turn it on. I couldn't go to Windows, like, nothing. Like, fucking stupid errors everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that was fun, dude. So then I fucking completely flipped my shit. You know, as you do. Just fucking flip the fuck out, dude. I'm like, alright, well, you know what, dude? It's fucking, you know, I only bought my PC, dude, like, I don't know, I think January, so, like, not even a year ago. So, still on the fucking warranty and shit. I'm like, alright, whatever, you'll fucking go on to, like, Amazon. Check, I get, like, a 3-year warranty on it. I'll just do that, dude. And it's a fucking pain in the ass, because, like, I'm like, dude, I know I bought a fucking warranty, but all it's fucking showing on Amazon is, like, just that I bought the computer. Nothing else. It's the fucking, they've sell, like, a warranty from, like, a third party, like, another fucking company. It doesn't even fucking show up on, like, your thing, dude, that you fucking bought it. I had to, like, go into, like, some other fucking part of my account to even fucking find my, like, warranty, like, what the fuck it is. Like, how to contact anybody. So, finally, fucking eventually, dude, I fucking, you know, found that number, dude. Call that number, and that was a fun experience, too.
Always is, anytime you have to deal with customer service.
Especially when it comes to, like, money, dude, because I fucking call up, and the guy's like, oh, well, did you register it? I'm like, what do you mean, did I fucking register it? Like, I figured I just fucking bought it, dude, you know what I mean? It's under my account, why the, you know, why'd I have to do this extra step to fucking register it? And I thought, like, you know what I mean? What I was waiting for is him to be like, oh, well, he didn't register it in the first, like, 90 days, so it's no good or something, you know, something stupid like that. But he was like, no, I'll do it for you right now. So he fucking does it for me. He gives me, like, a registration number and shit. So I'm like, okay, I'm thinking, well, I'm fucking good, you know? He's like, well, now I got to transfer you to a fucking, like, some, like, tech department to fucking find out, like, what the problem is or whatever. So he transfers me over to a fucking, the tech department, and I'm fucking talking to the fucking, the guy. The guy's asked me, like, what's wrong. I was telling him, like, dude, it's just in this fucking infinite loop, dude. It won't fucking restart, like, nothing. So he's like, well, I have to fucking, transfer you to a software department then to find out, make sure there's, nothing wrong with the software before I can rule it out. So he transfers me over to the fucking, the software department. The guy, you know, picks up. He's like, oh, what's your, whatever, some other kind of, what's your activation number? Like, my fucking activation number. I'm like, dude, I just got a fucking registration number. Is that the same thing? Oh, no, it's different. It's different. You need another one. All right. Where do I get the my activation number? Oh, I got to transfer you to another department to get that. All right.
Okay.
Yep. Transfer me over to fucking somebody else. A fucking broad picks up. It's like, oh, this is customer service or something. Like, how can I help you? I'm just like, someone sent me here to get an activation number. She's like, oh, I don't really know. Like, we don't do that. So, transfer you somewhere else. All right, fucking transfer you. I'm fucking flipping out, dude. I was fucking just, like, flipping, dude. Just fucking going through all my shit, you know. Fucking sends me to some other department. Oh, what'd you pay for your fucking computer? I'm like, looking. I'm like, I'm telling him, you know. He's just like, oh, well, because it's that much, you're going to transfer, whatever, it's just a fucking mess is what I'm getting to. It's a fucking long story. It's fucking flipping out, just fucking, like, they keep fucking transferring me. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to transfer you. I'm like, okay, I'm used to that by now. Yep, go ahead, fucking yelling at people and shit, dude. It's happening on for about an hour. I'm getting ready to fucking, you know, just fucking shit my fucking computer off and shit. And, you know, I'm getting to the point where, like, okay, well, we're going to send you a box. You need a couple questions and blah, blah, blah. They fucking end up fucking transferring me to some other fucking person. He's like, oh, you know what? That warranty's not active. It's not good yet till for a year. After the year, and the warranty starts. Like, before the year is the manufacturer's warranty you got to deal with. So you got to call fucking Acer, like the fucking manufacturer of the computer. So, yeah. So it was fucking, you know, nothing I could do. So at that point, I was just fucking pissed. I'm just fucking, like, clicking around. I'm fucking throwing my computer around, looking at shit, dude, and I saw something like, oh, well, you can, on the computer, you know, fucking go to, like, advanced fucking, like, options or whatever. It's like, oh, you want to, like, completely wipe the fucking thing and set it to factory settings? I'm like, that sounds really shitty, because I'd fucking lose every goddamn file I ever had, dude, you know? But at that point, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to try that and do it. Otherwise, I can't even fucking turn the thing on. So I tried doing that. And, yeah, so my computer's fucking got completely fucking wiped out, like, everything. Everything fucking wiped out. Every fucking file, every fucking program, everything just completely wiped, dude. Just starts off, dude, Windows starts up again. You know, all I get's fucking Windows and a fucking empty dashboard. No files on my computer, nothing, so I had to fucking rebuild, like, everything from fucking scratch. Like, every fucking... everything, dude. And it's fucking, you know, all the shit, dude, all my Steam, you know, Steam, install Steam, dude, fucking install fucking Skype, install fucking, you know, Internet fucking Explorer, fucking Edge or whatever. Oh, yeah. like everything, dude, every fucking file, every picture, every fucking song, everything, dude. No Grunt Free Press podcast, dude, those are all gone, like, absolutely nothing. So that was fun, but, you know, every fucking, you know, like, the shit I use to record the Skype calls, I need a fucking license for it. And it's like, dude, like, going through is, send you an email, the fucking, you know, like, an activation key to fucking use it. You know what I mean? The thing's only, like, whatever, $10 or whatever. But I'm like, yeah, I'm not fucking paying that again. I'm fucking, like, going through my fucking, you know, at that point, it was fucking a year ago I bought it. So it's like, you know, 3,000 emails to fucking click through. I'm like, dude, I'm never going to fucking find this. But I will say, Thankfully, a lot of them are pretty good. I just fucking send them a little email saying what happened. They just sent me a code, so all that shit, you know. So fuck it,
That's cool.
back up and running as far as I can tell. We'll see as this thing fucking crashes horribly. Fucking
Yeah, PCs are fucking
yeah, it's a
crazy sometimes.
pain in the ass, dude. Complete fucking pain in the ass, dude. So I think, you know, all it was, the reason that all this shit happened, I think there was a bug at some point that wouldn't let me like update my fucking, like it wouldn't like take like an update, you know what I mean? So it kept like just fucking shit up and just like snowballed from there till it fucking just completely crashed out. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Yep. It's PCs.
Yep. But it's not only that, you know, when I threw this in, actually. Funny little story. I, you know, whatever, downloaded it earlier. It was like, whatever, midnight. I'm like, you know, I started up. Everything's cool. Ugh, fucking start making my guy, you know. Do whatever. I fucking put all the, you know, put the beginning stats in. You know, pick what I'm doing. Thinking about, all right, do I want this, you know, whatever, strength, blah, blah, blah. I do it. Fuck it. I'm like, okay, I go to put in my name. And
Clay,
I can't.
Yeah, Clay Cuckold.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It's like Bunny 1001.
Yeah, no, like my character's name. You can, you know, you can name him.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I go to put it in, and it's not doing anything. Like, I can't move the cursor to the next letter. Like, nothing's happening. All right, so I can't go to the guide now. I'm trying to guide. I can't do that. I hold it. I can't, like, power it off. So it's essentially, like, frozen.
Right, right.
So, okay, I shut it off. Fucking turn it back on. Reload it. I'm like, all right, let me see if it auto-saved. Okay, it's saved. Load it up. I'm right where I, like, you know, right when you're done creating them, you start walking. I look. I move left and right. I can't move. Like, I can't look left and right. So I'm like, dude, what's going on? You know what I mean? Is the controller broken? But right. I'm like, starting the game up, no problem with the controller. You know, like, so what's going on? What is, you know what I mean? Shut it off again. Fucking go to the dashboard, and I quit out of it. I'm like, all right, I didn't quit out of it. It just reloaded back in, kind of, you know?
Right.
Do it again. Fucking, I'm like, I'm just going to fucking, I'll start a new guy, you know? I'll just restart it. I made a new guy. Same thing. Got to that part. Fucking.
Same shit.
Locked up again. Could not put the name in. I'm
oh,
like,
shit.
Dude.
Well.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't even, like, put my name in. Are you serious? Like, I can't. You know what I mean? Like.
To be
I
fair,
even, you know.
It's a fucking Bethesda game. They're fucking always buggy as shit. So it doesn't really surprise
me.
Oh,
of course. Yeah. But, I mean, to not even get past the name. Screen, you know what I mean? It's like, what the fuck, dude? I start looking up online to see if that's like a thing, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't really see much, just fucking other bugs, blah blah blah. I just fucking I did a hard reset. I unplugged it, fucking deleted the files like that I started, you know?
Right.
Restarted
so
again.
Save files and shit. Yeah, not the whole game.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Just restarted again and fucking then it worked. I'm like, all right, sweet.
Yeah, dude, I had fucking trouble with that, dude. And I was playing fucking Metal Gear, the same shit, dude. I'd try, like, you know, like, the whole dude was weird. Like, the entire game would play fine. Then I'd fucking be like, all right, well, I'm done with fucking Metal Gear, dude. Fucking try to, like, dashboard out and, like, you know, I mean, just hit the guide button. Like, the same shit, dude. It'd be to just, like, freeze up, like, forever, dude. Nothing would happen. And, like, all right, I'll wait, you know, wait for, like, fucking 5 minutes. Nothing happens, dude. Try holding the fucking button, like, it'd, like, vibrate, like, the fucking thing would come up, so I could turn off the system, dude. Nothing would come up. It was just fucking frozen as shit. The same shit, you'd have to fucking reset it, fucking. Yeah, dude. It's great. Yeah, I think the dashboard comes out officially in, like, a couple days. Honestly, it's November. Don't fucking quote me. I think it's November 12th.
All right.
12th to 13th, so Thursday or something like that. Yeah, dude, that comes too. A bunch of games are getting fucking backward compatibility, which is good. Yeah,
Yeah,
November.
I saw that list. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, November 12th is when it comes out officially. Couple good ones on there. So yeah, 104 games total. Every 360, like the free games they give out every month, like the games with gold, all those are gonna be backwards compatible. So see that? Yeah, I tested it out on fucking the. It's pretty easy to do. You just go to like Xbox.com and fucking sign into your profile and just fucking find the fucking deals with gold, dude. Just click fucking download and it's good. It just fucking it'll just show up on your fucking list, you know? Fucking you can just download them right from your console after that. I wrote down some highlights. I don't know about you. I got some personal favorites on there. From the list, I get Condemned, dude, which is fucking classic. And I talk about a classic fucking horror game, dude. Condemned's
Yeah,
fucking great.
Condemned is. I'll give you that.
I got a fucking If you go to gruntfreepress.com, dude, you look at, search around a little bit. I got a whole like an hour, probably like an hour long walkthrough back when I had some motivation to make like actual video reviews and shit. It's probably like an hour long. Like not really a walkthrough. I show like, little highlights of the game as I'm fucking narrating it. Really early, kind of shitty probably, but I think it's in like standard definition. Couldn't even do like high definition at the time. Like I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago I made it, but probably the longest fucking video thing I've ever made in my life. But. So that's on there, which is good. Didn't fucking play that at some point, dude. I usually had yeah, I played, dude. I've replayed that game like fucking like 4 or 5 times, dude. I'm like, God, I wonder if it still holds up. You know what I mean? If it was just like it was like a fucking like early fucking 360 game, maybe even a fucking launch game. But every time I play it, I'm like, dude, this game is still pretty fucking awesome. Good news, that's fucking on there. Doom 1 and 2, it's fucking again, dude. Fucking classics. Fallout 3 will be on there. You get that shit free if you buy Fallout 4. So,
I did not notice a code.
well,
Oh,
it's not gonna be up until the 12th, so it could be
how
wait.
does that work? They send you a message, I suppose, or
Either a code. I think it might just show up in your like your games. You know what I mean? If you go to like if you go to like
oh.
if you go to like My Games and Apps, you fucking scroll all the way over to the right to the like the ready to install shit. I know, like they, like some of the shit they added like random shit before. It just like popped up. I just fucking loaded them in, installed them and shit. So it might just happen like that. And we're getting all the Gears of War too. Fucking 1, 2, 3, and Judgment, which is good. It's fucking, I think should have a digital too for buying fucking the Ultimate Edition. That'll finally be up. I remember Ikaruga.
No.
Remember that? The fucking spaceship, like scroll. It's like a 2D, like top down. You're like flying the ships and shit. It's like a bullet hell game, dude. It's fucking, it's hard as shit, dude. There's fucking, but you could like switch between like dark and light or whatever. Like you'd switch your ship. So it was like, if you switch to light, like your ship would fucking like absorb like all like the white bullets on screen. You get hit by the dark ones and shit, and like you switch over and you're the same shit, dude. I know we played that, dude. We like I think we tried co-op in it a couple times. Game's fucking great.
I don't recall.
It's fucking hard as balls. One of those things like it's hard to like if you get to like the second level, like it's fucking like real tough. Yeah, it's fucking good. That's coming, dude. Mass Effect 1, which it's already there. I mean, you can already fucking play that.
Yeah, that's one of the only ones I have, I believe.
Metal Slug 3, which is fucking good, dude. I like the Metal Slug games, dude. They're kind of Contra-like, pretty much Contra. Mizsplosion Man, which I fucking love, dude. But love fucking Mizsplosion. It's kind of weird they have the second one, not the first one. I mean, the second one's a better game, I think. But I fucking do. The ending to the first one's fucking classic. So it's kind of weird they're doing just the one, not two. Or not the first one, anyway.
Yeah, I never got into that.
That's so good, dude. I fucking love those goddamn games. Both of them are fucking really good. I probably will play that again at some point, dude. It's fucking fun, dude. Did the fucking, dude, two girls, one controller mode. It's supposed to be like a two girls, one one cup fucking pun.
You
feel like fucking. And dude, the game's like hard. It's like super hard, like fucking like platforming and fucking, you know what I mean? It's like real fast. Like you got to be like on your game, dude. It's fucking like hard, dude. Like one hit kills and shit. It's hard enough just playing the fucking game like on its own, dude. And then that mode, you have fucking, you can control fucking two characters at once. So it's like the right stick controls like one character and the fucking left stick controls the other one, you know? And you're fucking controlling two of them at once. And there's like certain shit you can do. Like the levels are like different if you're playing with two people. So you get to like fucking like bounce off each other and shit. And like fucking like it's fucking ridiculous, dude. It's so hard. But it's fucking fun. The whole game's fucking pretty good. South Park, The Stick of Truth is coming. Backwards compatible. It's fucking, that game's a riot. I fucking love that game.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
And I bought, luckily I bought that too when I was on like towards the end of it. It was like towards the end of the 360 fucking generation where I'm like, dude, I have like no room to put fucking any more games, dude, like any more 360 games. So I started buying everything digital and that was one of them that I did buy digital. So that's cool to just be there. I can fucking play it whenever. Just good. Rainbow Six Vegas 1 and 2. Fucking good games again. Again, I think you get both of them. One or both of them, I forget. If you buy fucking Vegas. Not Vegas, dude. Fucking Siege, the new one that's coming out in December. And I, whatever, dude. I fucking have both of them anyway lying around, but. And Wolfenstein 3D. The old fucking Wolfenstein, dude. And I fucking like that game, too. Not as good as Doom, but.
Yeah, I don't own any of those. I was hoping for Red Dead. I didn't see that.
Dude,
I'm
kind of
disappointed.
I know you have Ikaruga, dude. I know you do. I know we played that.
Oh, is that the, like, the arcade game?
Yeah.
I think I remember that, yeah. I didn't really play it much. Either that or I played the demo. I remember it.
Nah, I remember we played it quite a bit. I remember. It was hard as fuck. You play it like two players, dude, and it's still fucking really hard. Yeah, dude, I fucking Red Dead too. But I'm saying, dude, well, we were saying earlier, I think they'll probably wait until they announce Red Dead 2 and be like, oh, I'll fucking pre-order it and you get fucking Red Dead for free, like, you know, like that type of deal. But yeah, I do have that digital too. They bought on some sale for like $3 at some point. Digitally. I'm like, oh, how can I not? Like, even if I already have it, dude, like, why would I not just to, like, have it, you know? That'd be awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
So they're adding more, like, every month or some shit. Like, who knows? But it's cool to fucking all the 360, like, the games with gold shit. Like, fucking, I think, like, Dirt 3 or something was this month. I'm like, I don't know if I played that one. I remember I really liked Dirt 2, dude. I don't know if I played 3, but I'm like, yeah, well, fucking whatever, dude. I'll fucking... Takes 2 seconds just to go to that site and fucking click on the, you know, get it for free type deal, dude. And it's fucking, it'll be there, so whatever. The other one in like the middle of the month, like Dungeon Siege 3 or something. It's another one I never played. I'm like, yeah, it looks all right, dude, for free, dude. Fuck it, yeah, I'll play it, dude. Why not? Hey, yeah, you want to give us some live Wasteland coverage?
Yeah, I'm actually I'm in it right now. Really enjoying it. I mean, I'm listening to you. You know, I'm.
Oh, don't lie. Trying to, you know, you fucking just get me on mute, dude. I know how it is.
Yeah, just don't quiz me. I mean,
nobody wants to listen. I don't even want to listen to this shit.
Yeah, but I mean, right now I'm at this little. It's just one of the first places I came across. Like, I haven't even really done the first mission. It's like you walk right by a little abandoned gas station, I believe. So I was just looking. There's a workshop there, but I'm like, do I really want to like waste money and build shit on this particular place, like right now? You know what I mean? I don't really feel like
waste time doing it. Yeah,
I was just looking at it, like seeing what I could do and what I have enough. I guess because it just converts your junk into the resources you need to make this shit, which is very, I think, pretty cool.
Yeah, you don't get to micromanage too much for that shit.
Yes. Now, I'm interested to see how this is going to go. I mean, looking at some of these options, like, you can put a store in, like a trader, an armor dealer, a weapon dealer, food and drink, clinic, clothing. Like, you can put a store up at your place, you know, pretty cool. Craft a bunch of shit. I mean,
So yeah, like money, like if you set all that shit up, he's got like automatic money coming in, you think?
Well,
I'm just theorizing. I haven't even fucking booted it up yet, so.
what do you mean as far as like
Like
to
if you,
build the shit?
yeah, if you, I mean, like I'm saying, like if you were to set up like a town with like a fucking trader or whatever, you know what I mean? You think it'll just be like, oh, like fucking, you just get like money, dude, in your account or whatever, just coming in. Like maybe you have to go back and visit it or something, like collect it, but.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm not sure how that works. I don't know if it's a trader. I don't know if I would even want to do that. I don't know how you build up a town yet. I mean, if that's what you can do, I mean, that's pretty cool.
Dude, and go on IGN and get all the cheats.
No. I didn't do that. It looks like it's set up though, because the first one of these things you run into is like right in the beginning, and it's like where you lived. It's like a little town. So maybe that was like a hint, like you could make that your little like home if you wanted to, you know.
Yeah.
Which I didn't do yet, but that's a possibility, you know. I mean, you know, I don't know if you want me to mention. See, I don't know what I should say, what I shouldn't. I don't want to like.
Oh,
There's nothing really to
you go.
spoil,
Yeah,
but
exactly. You can go, yeah, go for it. You know, we don't do the spoiler thing here. But.
yeah, it's nothing. I mean, I'm fucking like 10 minutes in anyway. It's like nothing really, you know. You get a companion pretty much right off the bat. Your dog, you know.
Oh, the dog. Yeah, you find that with the robot dude. You find him. Yep.
Yeah, he's in the beginning. It's kind of weird because he leads me for yeah he leads you to this place and all of a sudden you have a dog, so I
Just a.
don't know if he replaces the robot guy or what, but we'll see. I mean, I had it on survival, so I died once right before I got to this place.
Survival's like you gotta like eat and like drink water and shit and that bullshit, right?
I'm not sure. I just thought I read that. There's like something about legendary shit. I don't know what that's about. But in the main menu, it says like survival increases something, legend, something to like in legendary encounters or something like that.
Oh shit.
So
You
I
see
don't know if
like
that's like a special like creature that's around that you only see if it's on the hard level. You know what I'm
Well, it's
saying? Something
also,
like that.
I know, like in the other ones, dude, it was like, they'd be like random encounters. There was like a perk you could take that would be like whatever, like legendary encounters or something. You'd fucking like, or like, yeah, like random encounters, you can increase your chance. But it was like a perk before, though. It wasn't like tied to like difficulty, you know?
Oh, yeah, see, I don't know. I haven't even leveled up yet. So I'm almost to level 2. So that's how little I've done, you know, just kind of getting familiar with everything. But I'll tell you what, it looks great. It
Does it
feels,
in? Yeah,
yeah,
a
it
lot of
looks.
a lot of complaints before. People saying it looked like shit, saying it's fucking.
Really, I think it looks pretty cool. I mean, I don't see anything bad. It looked pretty crisp, you
Is it
know.
1080p? 1080 60?
That I couldn't tell you. I don't know any of that shit. You know,
Can't count, dude. I count
I'm
the
just
pictures right now, dude. Make sure it's 1080 of them. There's 1,080 fucking pixels, dude. Otherwise, I'm returning it to GameStop.
now I can't remember. It's on like a cycle, right? Like day night.
Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah. It should be.
All right. Yeah, I didn't happen to notice that yet. I thought so, but I wasn't positive. I was pretty sure it was because all those games are. Yeah, it looks brighter out now too. That's pretty cool. I don't see how to use the weight. There's a weight button.
Oh, I don't know. It should just be like Pip-Boy. I don't know. I can tell you, I do in Fallout 1. That was the last fucking Fallout game I played. She fucking click the red circle, dude, next to your inventory, and then go to the clock and wait. Wait 10 minutes. Oh, wait until healed. That was one you had to use a lot. That's funny, dude. Last Fallout I played was Fallout 1. That was like 6 months ago.
it seems pretty cool though. I mean, so far so good. It's gonna be fun to sink into it, you know.
Oh,
Pretty
yeah.
much the same old shit. I mean, you know, you search for your shit and you know, that's pretty cool so far. I mean, the VAT system I like, you know, everything like moves instead of just freezing. You know, just moves slower.
Oh, yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
That it wasn't the other one, or was it they just, like...
No, they just stood still, remember?
Yeah.
Or just, like, stop.
Can you still, try to do, like, you know, set up, like, I want to do a headshot or whatever, because you, like, percentage and all that shit?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, good.
But it's moving, so it changes. As it's
so,
moving.
So you got to, like, time it on top of everything?
Yes.
You're saying? Yeah, no, that's pretty cool.
Kind of cool, right?
Can you
yeah,
still,
I like that.
You still, like, punch, like, rats in the fucking groin and shit? Like, fucking...
I didn't try, but I think so, yeah. You could definitely melee. I had my fist out, but I didn't punch anything.
I might do a fucking melee only. Well, not only, but basically a melee character, because I fucking...
Dude, don't even start with me, because I'll fucking make a new guy right now. I can't stand that shit. I want to make so many different builds, you know what I mean? So hard.
You got to make a dumb guy at some point. It's like fucking...
I tried making... I gave him all luck. I was going to try that out. I maxed out luck.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
With 10.
Usually
and I'm like,
pretty well.
I don't know. I don't know if that means that maybe I can collect more money. Something. I don't know. I don't really know. It's got to do something.
It gives you better percent. It usually gives you like better percentages for like critical hits and all that shit. And like fucking, you know what I mean? Like fucking, I think the way it works, it's like luck that kind of like, it's just, that's like an overall thing. Like like fucking level, you know what I mean? It gives you better chances for like every other stat kind of, you know what I mean? And then you get like fucking better like critical chances and like better chances of finding better shit, and like it was weird. That's definitely like something you can do. And my problem is, I usually start out, I just do like a jack of all trades, just fucking, you know what I mean? Like
exactly. I try to make it a little balanced after I did that, but
but dude, I wonder, like they do it like in the old ones, you can make like a dumb character, like a really dumb character, dude. He just fucking could barely talk. You just like grunt, just be like like that.
I'm sure they don't, but they should. That would be fucking awesome. You know, they should do that. That's got me thinking if I should fucking... I figured I'd build those other stats up. You know, maybe I'm too heavy in luck. You know, maybe 10 is too much. I don't know. Whatever. We'll figure it out. See how this goes.
Well, like you're saying, dude, this is a general rule. It's something we talked about earlier, but...
That's right, yep.
Yeah, dude. Oh, fucking, to bring it back to, you know, you didn't fucking do the IGN guide, like, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, the whole entire, dude, IGN, dude, just plastered all fucking Fallout 4 shit, dude, you know? Usual shit, dude. First hour of Fallout 4, dude, and it's like, I'm not, like, clicking on any of this shit. I don't want to fucking ruin the fucking game for myself, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
But, a lot of, like, fucking, dude, one of myself is like, oh, dude, find power armor in the first 5 minutes. It's like, dude, like, I mean, fucking, I'm sure there's a way to do it. And that'd be something that'd be fucking awesome if you just stumbled on it yourself, you know?
I can't imagine that there's a way to do that. I mean, you get that at the end of the game, don't you? Like, later missions?
I usually, like, as a general rule, dude, like, fucking about halfway through or so, you'd get them. But who knows? I don't know how it works in this one, too. It could be, like, better fucking shit. Like, it works different, too. It's like a vehicle. It's like, you know what I mean? It's not, like, just fucking, like, nasty armor. You gotta, like, climb inside of it. And you use, like, jetpacks and shit. It looks fucking nuts, dude. But, I mean, just, like, shit like that. It's, like, pretty much just, like, hey, ruin the game for yourself, dude. And I was, like, saying, I'm, like, dude, I'm gonna be, like, I'm gonna stream the game, like, later, dude, as soon as I start it, dude. And I guarantee it'll be, like, 50 fucking, you know, on my channel, like one fucking person coming in, dude, being like fucking like, oh dude, you shouldn't do that. Oh, you should do this instead. You should do that. Oh, why are you doing this? Oh, go to the west. There's like this here in the west. It's like, dude, like, you know, fucking ruin the game for yourself. I kind of get off track of what the fuck I was talking about. I forgot what the main point was. Fucking, dude, like RPGs, dude, like it's fucking like, oh dude, how to build this character, how to build this character, how to max your stats in this, like fucking do this and that, dude, do A, B, and C, dude, and you'll fucking, you know what I mean, pretty much turn on God mode. And it's like fucking, dude, people are like, oh, that's the wrong way to do it, dude, you shouldn't, you know what I mean, like what you're doing is wrong. Oh, you made the wrong build, you made the wrong class, dude. Dude, you should be able to fucking play the game however the fuck you want, dude, you know? You shouldn't be able to, you know what I mean? You shouldn't be able to fuck up a character. Like, it should, like, anything should work, dude. Like, anything. Anything you want to do, anything you, if you fuck up, dude, like, quote-unquote fuck up, like, you should be able to work with that and make a character that works, you know what I mean? Like, find a way to, okay, well, now my guy's kind of, like, retarded, but whatever, dude, I'll fucking figure this out. Like, I'll fucking make it work, dude, I'll fucking, you know what I mean? Like, some other stats fucking built up now, like, you know what I mean? I'll fucking make it work, dude, my fucking survival skills built up and fucking, like, whatever, dude. Like, it shouldn't be something that you can fuck up, dude. If you can put points into something, dude, and that ruins the game and makes it like impossible or something, dude, that's called a fucking, like, you know, that makes it a bad RPG if that's the case, dude. It's fucking not like your fault, you know what I mean? It's the game's fault for letting you do something that just fucking traps you in a corner, dude. Like, if that happens, dude, it's a shitty fucking game.
Oh, absolutely. Another thing I like, I know you probably could care less about this, but I think it's cool, is how you can just click out of first person and go to the quick third person.
Oh, yeah.
Like, sometimes I'll do that depending on the situation, you know.
Right. No, I'm strict first person.
Okay, but, well, that's cool, but it's just, it does that really well. Really good transition to it, smooth. You know, you could almost play it like a third person game if you really wanted to.
Yeah, like, it's just... They said they worked on that to make it better than fucking, like, Skyrim and shit. Make it, like, actually, like, a third-person game if you wanted to. Yeah, from what I read in the reviews, I just skimmed through them. I didn't want to fucking read, like, the whole thing, you know what I mean? But, yeah, they were saying, like, this is pretty much, like, from Fallout 3 to this is pretty much, like, for Elder Scrolls, like, fucking Oblivion to Skyrim, you know what I mean? Just fucking, like... Not that different, dude, but, like, a lot of the shit's just, like, really improved and fucking, you know what I mean, polished up and fucking hopefully better.
Yeah, definitely. So far, so good. I mean, literally, I haven't even done anything, and it's awesome. I'm just walking around like it's just cool, you know? Even the beginning, even what takes you into it is pretty cool, you know?
Yeah, like I was saying, if it was just, like, more Fallout 3, dude, and that was, like, the end of it, dude, I'd be fine with that. If it was just, like, Fallout 3 in a different setting and fucking whatever, dude, I'm fucking...
That's what, yeah, except, like, some new twists, like, some new cool things, you know? Feels real smooth, the gunplay, you know, so far.
Yeah, this is one of my fucking favorite fucking game series, dude. I fucking love it.
Dare I say, this kind of reminds me of Bioshock.
How so?
Just the way it feels and just the way it is. Just that's just what I just reminds me of. I don't know. Huh. Vibrant, like the colors, like is everything just looks nice, I feel like, you know. I mean, maybe I'm crazy, but as far as I can see, you know, it's Fallout, everything's destroyed so far, but you know. I just feel like it's good. I like it.
Nice.
You know, I like the even the indicator, the small green, like, oh, that's another thing that you I think not a big deal, but you'll see when you open it up, you can just I don't even know why they did this, but you can edit like the colors, you can edit the HUD colors if you want it to be whatever, you can change it, green, red, blue, purple, the whole thing, you can edit it, change the Pip-Boy color.
Oh, it's got to be green because it's Fallout, but yeah, go ahead.
Exactly. That's why I didn't change it. I'm like, I'm leaving the Pip-Boy green. I changed it, but I put it back to default because I thought it was fucking up when I couldn't start the game because I did that. You know what I mean? But I just went back to default green. But just a cool little touch. I mean, not a big deal, but just a way you can customize it a little bit, you know? Maybe, you know, you want fucking red instead of green or something, like writing, you know? Nice. Just a cool little thing, I thought, you know? You don't really see much.
Oh, I can't wait. Take a break so we can check this out. Make sure my installs went all right. My fucking piece of shit computer. And,
I'm going to jerk off on my dog right here. Come here. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, real yeah. Fucking, yeah. get you in the wasteland.
All right, we are back with the Grunt Free Press Podcast, episode 17, I think. Part 2, Jason Returns. Yeah, fucking quick update. Friday the 13th, the game, colon, the Kickstarter. Getting down to the wire here. We got 3 days left.
Okay.
I got hit over 10,000 people back in this piece of shit. 682,726. So we need, what's that? Less than 17. Like, so we need like 16, a little over 16 grand in 3 days. So it's still looking good, but it's a lot closer than I thought it would be. I thought it would have been well over the fucking goal by now. Hitting fucking stretch goals, but a little I may have bumped up my pledge a little bit, a little smidge.
Really?
Oh yeah.
And what are we talking?
You want to get into details?
I mean, I don't know. Do I? I mean,
oh, originally I'm like, yeah, whatever. I was fine. Yeah, I used to 65, I thought, was my original one. This is just like, I'm like, ah, I don't want anything physical, you know what I mean? I just want the fucking the game, and then, like, you know, like, yeah, it came with, like, the extras pretty much, like a fucking another, like, Jason skin, which you could only get in the fucking, for back in the Kickstarter, you know what I mean? And, like, close to the fucking counselors and shit. So I'm like, yeah, it's good enough, like, I'll just leave it there or whatever. And fucking, like, that's fine, I have no problem with that. And fucking, yeah, dude, as fuck as it is, a little... going real slow in the middle week, dude. You know, people were fucking, like, making, like, these giant, like, you know, $10,000 pledges, and, like, you know, so be like, ah, oh, cool, we're at, like, whatever, like, 500,000. That's pretty cool. And, like, fuck, they just back out and drop it back down. You know what I mean? Like, people just being dicks. So I'm like, yeah, this sucks, dude. Like, fucking whatever, you know? Fucking... And then I'm like, maybe we could, you know, well, maybe we'll spend a little bit more or whatever. And, like, fucking somebody's, like, there was, limited edition, you know, there was like a physical game, but it was fucking, it's like a collector's case, it's like a machete, it's like fucking shaped like a machete, like a fucking steel machete case, the game inside of it and shit.
All right.
And there's only like, I don't know, there's like 500 of them or something, and that was like sold out like the first day or something stupid, so I didn't really want that anyway, you know. But then it was like, fucking, that was like $140 or something. I'm like, yeah, dude, whatever, we're not going to fucking buy that. And fucking somebody wrote in the comments, like, oh, this isn't going to happen, dude. It's going to back out, dude. Fucking, I had the steel machete case. I'm backing out. So I'm like, you know what, dude, fuck it. I'm going to buy it. So I'm like, fuck it. I just fucking signed up. Dude, well, there was one free. I'm like, fuck it. I'm getting it. So then I got that, you know? So I'm like, fuck it. And I'm like, fuck, dude, now I've been fucking $140. That kind of sucks. And I'm like, dude, I don't really want, you know what I mean? If I'm going to buy that, dude, I don't want to fucking open it up, you know what I mean? So I'm like, well, I'll probably have to buy a digital copy, too. So I bought a fucking digital copy on top of that. And then I'm like, oh, well, the fucking, you just buy the digital copy. It doesn't come with all, like, the exclusive shit, like the fucking all the Kickstarter Jason. So I'm like, oh, I got to add that on. It was like another $15. So that was like, like $200, I guess, 210, something like that. And then I'm like, you know what? Fucking, I get the PS4, like, you know, the one I'm not going to open or play, dude, for PS4, because fuck it, I'm not going to play on the PS4. But I figured that'd be like the, you know, probably the more popular one, so that fucking, if I was going to get something like to collect, dude, that'd probably be the one to go with, you know, the one that people would want. So I'm like, fuck it, dude. So I bought the fucking machete case for fucking PS4, and I bought a digital copy on Xbox One. Then I'm like, I'll get the PC one too. So I got the fucking PC copy too. So I got myself covered for everything. So yeah, I'm a good $250 in there now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Hey, you really want it though.
Hey, you know what? If I get to show the support, to be honest with you, it's fucking something I want to play. So.
Yeah, that's cool.
No, it's not cool. I mean, it's just kind of shitty and fucking dorky, but that's my
life. No, absolutely.
It's just, absolutely.
A quick update. I just built some shack walls, and pretty cool. what you can do, right, is you walk up to a building and you can like scrap shit. So like I had a bunch of tires laying around, for instance. I scrapped the tires, you highlight them, and then built the wall where the tires were, made a real wall instead of the tires like just scattered, you know what I'm saying?
Nice. Yeah.
So kind of something like that, just pretty cool, you know. Now I got some metal walls up, trying to keep this garage protected.
Nice, nice.
You know, that's, you know, that seems like the idea, you know.
Yeah. I'll just say, not that far into it. I guess the idea is people, like, you know, fucking people coming to, like, try to raid your town and shit, too, I guess. And you gotta, like, get your defenses up and shit, you know.
Which is gonna be nuts. That's gonna be fucking, it's just unreal. I hope, you know.
Yeah, I can't wait. Know.
It's good. It's good.
Yeah, I can't wait to fucking dig in.
Soon enough, you got plenty of time. Yep. And I'm not a good builder because I just put a hole in the fucking, took a piece out, so no.
The whole thing just comes down to the fucking like 9/11. I guess, the whole building just comes down.
No, it was real basic, just a seal, you know, fucking metal wall. But yeah, pretty cool. I'm definitely interested to keep it going.
Nice, nice.
Hopefully it's not too buggy, you know.
Yeah, like I said, I fucking just skimmed the reviews. Even yeah, they said the word bugs, but it's not like nothing. I don't think they were saying it was like nothing that like completely like fucking ruins it. Just like little things, but it's expected, I guess.
Yeah, I mean.
Oh god, it's like, dude, it's so weird. Like I said, I just can't believe that's already out. Like that game fucking just snuck right the fuck up on me. Like, hard to believe.
Yeah, I had to get it. I mean, how do you not?
Yeah, hard to believe that as soon as I finish this piece of trash and send it out to one other person, maybe that listens to it, I can fucking stop playing, dude. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm just fucking around right now. Oh, shit. Oh, shit, dude.
What happened? You all right?
It's fucking roaches, dude. Did I hear them? Oh, shit, dude. Yeah, a little fucking rad roach. Remember them?
Rad roaches? I don't even remember roaches in the other ones.
Oh, you don't remember the rad roach? You gotta remember the rad roach.
No, I actually.
Little roaches. Like
both,
no. Get out of here. You're a vet. I remember, I know you do.
I remember rats. I remember fucking mole rats. Then what was after that? Fucking again. I probably played the first two a lot more than I played fucking three in New Vegas.
Well, and just got my first level two.
Nice, dude. It's an accomplishment.
Yep, it'll take me probably like 10 minutes to think about what I want to put it this one point in.
Oh, what do you got? give us the breakdown there. What do you get for options?
Oh, we got strength training.
Yeah.
You know, it's a measure of raw physical power, affects how much you can carry, and damage of melee.
Yeah, I get it. No, I was going to say, it's the special system, this strength, perception, endurance,
charisma,
intelligence, agility, luck. Yeah.
Yep.
It's fucking one of the best fucking systems, dude. Yep.
Yep, in that same order, too. That's funny, yep. So you get, yep, it's, you know, and then you got what, you know, it looks like you got trees, like, under them.
That's new, so tell me about that. What do you got?
Let's see, like, looks like strength, like the next one, punching attacks do 20% more damage. Well, Iron Fist.
Those are like perks, right?
Yes. And you can... Looks like you can put 5 stars into that perk.
Okay.
And there's looks like quite a few. You know, I mean, that each category, you know, goes down. You know, there's probably about, I don't even know. There's a good amount, we'll just say. Like, they just keep going, you know. 20% melee weapon damage. Let's see. Blacksmith, you got Heavy Gunner, Strong Back, you know, carry
Strong,
more.
Yeah, dude, Strong Back, you gotta get, dude. Bloody Mess, is there a Bloody Mess perk?
Looking here, we got Basher, Gun Bashing, you can, like, pistol whip now. Does 25% more damage. I'm looking here.
Bloody Mess and fucking Strong Back, dude, and it's fucking always my go-to.
I wonder what Bloody Mess would have been under. Would that be under?
Maybe Luck.
Let's take a look. You got Fortune Finder, Scrounger. Ah, there it is. Bloody Mess.
Awesome.
5% damage bonus.
That's all it is, dude. No gory or kills.
Oh, yeah. No, same thing. Will sometimes explode into a gory red paste.
Yep.
Watch out for flying eyeballs.
Yeah, that's my thing, dude. Dude, they were the first game, dude. You pick that, dude, you always get a bad ending, and I fucking always did it because it's fucking so funny. So good.
What do you mean you get a bad ending?
It wasn't like a bad ending, dude. Like, at the end of the first one, it was like fucking, you go back to your vault, and, the guy in the vault, the overseer there, like, if you had the Bloody Mess perk, dude, like, he'd be like, I don't know, he'd treat you like a piece of shit, which I kind of liked. It's kind of like my, mirrors my real life. They'd fucking, yep. I think you were a fucking scumbag, so, like, you know. They'd send you out. I think no matter what you did, dude, the end of that game was always they'd turn you away, dude, and, like, send you out into the wasteland. They didn't want you in there, you know, after you fixed all their shit. So they'd send you out, and, like, what's supposed to happen is you guys just fucking, like, wanders off, and, like, that's the end, like, into the sunset. But if you get, dude, it's the only ending I ever saw is I can never not pick the fucking Bloody Mess perk, dude. It was fucking... He turns away, dude. You guys starts walking away. And he turns back to the fucking the overseer, dude. Just shoots him in the back. And just starts fucking blasting him, dude. And kills him. And fucking leaves him dead in the ground. And walks off.
That is great.
How about cannibalism? Is that in there? Please don't make him eat people, dude. There's got to be a cannibalism.
Let's take a look here. I'm seeing a lot of the same ones. Mysterious Stranger. Few new ones though. Where would that be? I'm looking here.
Endurance, maybe, I guess.
All right. Let's see. Toughness, Lead Belly, Life Giver. I've seen them before, right?
Yeah, those are all old ones.
Aqua Boy. He no longer take radiation damage from swimming and can breathe underwater.
That's pretty nice.
That should be real good. Let's see. Cannibal. Feast on mortal flesh to heal your wounds.
And again, dude, I don't want to take, you know, I get a little, you know, I don't want to get too cocky here, but back in the old days, dude, the AOL days, I might have gone to the Interplay forum there, you know.
Well, I don't know what that is.
The Fallout, used to, you know, the ones used to make Fallout or publish it or whatever, you know. Nah, little, some of the guys on there used to, you know, back, they'd hop on there, we'd get some discussion going. And I said something, dude, about fucking, I'll tell you, dude, if I can remember the fucking, the post, dude, or something like, you know, I used to always get fucking, as usual, dude, you know, I'd fucking say, like, no, I'm like, oh, dude, I fucking love Fallout 1 and 2 on PC, I'm like, dude, wouldn't it be cool, dude, if there was, like, that one for fucking consoles that was in first person, you know what I mean, like, first person perspective, this is after 1 and 2. Everyone, oh, that'd never work, dude, that wouldn't be Fallout, that'd be fucking garbage, and blah, 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 and all these fucking people, you know, fucking Fallout fans. That was, hey, look at that. Fallout 3, Fallout 4, first person, fucking Fallout on consoles. Yeah, pretty cool, huh?
Yep. I bet they saw your post.
I don't try to take too much credit, but I'll just throw it out there. It's something like fucking, I fucking turned like a fucking, like, $500 million ship, dude, that just saw that post. Oh, yeah, sounds great. Let's fucking get going on that. Fucking stupid post. They spent like fucking $500 million to make the game. And then fucking another one was like, dude, I'm like, fucking, dude, I wish I could fucking eat people and wear their faces. Like, that'd be fucking awesome. And sure enough, dude, Fallout 3, dude, cannibalism perk, dude, fucking eat people. We could fucking, wear people, somebody's face, dude, or we could fucking rip off and wear it like a mask, like fucking leather face, dude. That's fucking great.
Oh, that's. I wish you could do that in this. Actually show you cutting his face off and wearing it.
I don't think I showed you that. It's like in your inventory, it'd be like whatever, like face or something, dude. You could fucking put it on and just be like fucking, like there was like a ghoul face too. You could like disguise yourself.
That's fucking awesome. Yeah, see, I'm just looking through the perks. I don't even know which road I'm gonna go. I mean, it's just like it's just too much, you know. I just want to do them all. You know. I wonder if that if that is, you know, conceivable there.
Get them all. I don't know if there's like a. I think there is a level cap, probably, but. Yeah, it's
I
probably.
thought they said there wasn't. No? Did I not hear
I think.
that?
No, I think there is a level cap. I don't think there's like an actual ending. Like, after you finish the game, you can keep playing or whatever. But I think I did read there isn't a level cap. But what they usually do, they did it in 3, was like. Whatever the cap was, I forget. But after like the first expansion came out, they'd like raise it by like whatever, you know what I mean? So you could keep going and get better. It's probably what they'll end up doing for that too.
Yeah, I suppose.
But what they also do, there's usually quests in those games too, where it's like fucking you do like certain shit, and it'll be like, oh well, fucking, you know, you'll find like a plastic surgeon, and it'll be like, oh, like what do you want? You know what I mean? What can we do for you or whatever? You got to pay him like. Usually pay them like whatever like amount of money, and they'll raise stats for you and shit, you know, like fucking oh, you know, do like some kind of like augmentation, now you have fucking, you know, +2
Okay, yep.
like permanent, you know what I mean? Like those are always the real good ones, dude. I think that's been like every game too.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome so far though. Just the little details, everything, just fucking, just cool, you know. Just like they're all like in action, like when you're looking through the perk tree here. It's like, you know, you get a guy jumping rope, like for endurance, the Fallout guy, you know, he's just jumping rope,
Do you have your
you know.
little Pip Boy on
Pip would.
your real life one on your wrist as
No,
you're
I didn't get that actually, no.
playing?
I was thinking of
Well,
that though. How many people are sitting there like with that thing on, like playing?
it's an app. You can do it on your phone right there. Like fucking, you know what I mean? It just pulls up all the shit that's on the Pip Boy. You just do it on your phone.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You put your phone in it, right? So
Yeah.
imagine someone
Boy,
wearing it.
you don't need that to do it though. I mean, you just do it on your phone like normal, yeah.
Yeah, of course. I'm just saying, imagine that guy sitting there with it on. Got a Mountain Dew in one hand and fucking Pip-Boy on the other wrist.
I wish that was me. I didn't get it.
I know. Well, you need to hurry this fucking abortion up and fucking
Oh, it
get you in there.
can't be any worse than the fucking last episode. Yeah, that was a fucking mess.
Oh, was it? I don't
Yeah.
even remember.
It wasn't like that bad, dude. But to listen to that shit, dude, that's the fucking background fucking shit, dude. It's like neither of us.
Oh, that's right, the Halo live cast.
And neither of us are fucking paying attention to anything, dude. It's just like, wow. It's fucking just like.
Yeah, it's tough to talk and pay
Yeah,
attention
yeah.
and
It's tough to fucking listen to, too. I tell you that much.
oh, I bet it is. Thank God I'm not listening to it. A bunch of fucking losers.
Speaking of Halo, dude, and fucking run down some Halo 5 weeklies.
Yeah, it's real good. Buy it.
The war. I almost, dude, I almost get all my shit up to at least platinum. I just need fucking breakout. I'm like gold, like 4 or 5 or something. One away from fucking Onyx and fucking Free For All, too. But I'm getting there. Building it up.
Yeah, it's a pretty fun game. It's sick. Honestly though, I don't know if I'm gonna get back to it for a while with this.
Come on, dude. Don't be
I
like,
will. I will when you if
yeah.
you're on. Like,
Well,
you know what I'm
I mean,
saying?
fucking switching back and forth, but I mean, like, no way I'm playing. Just fucking, oh, whatever. You just give it up, dude. I mean, you gotta fucking keep playing. I mean,
No, it's still
I didn't
fun, you know.
my fucking go-to multiplayer for the next like fucking 2 years, dude. Like, I want to get fucking rusty at it and shit.
Yeah, it's still definitely fun. I mean,
It's up to you. I know you don't like it nearly as much as I do, but I fucking love it. I think it's fucking fantastic. But
no, it is. It is. Just this is pretty good too, so this could be captivating for a little, you know. I could switch it up though, you know, if you get bored with this.
Oh, it's not a matter of getting bored. It's the fact, you know what I mean? It's just like fucking, just fucking get out for a little bit for a fucking couple hours, dude, and fucking rip Halo, dude, fucking get back in or whatever.
Yeah, and it's so quick to get in matches in and out, and it's just fucking so smooth, and everything's great.
Yeah, I think Big Team Battle's coming Friday, I believe. She's gonna have, like,
I'm going to have to get in on that.
All new maps. I don't know how many, but... New maps, fucking, yeah. Fucking new modes. Fucking check that out. I just fucking love it, dude. Like, I absolutely fucking love it. I don't know. I said, I fucking, dude, love Fallout, dude. I have fucking Tomb Raider, too. I gotta play. Fucking juggling all of them at once. I can't just give up on fucking Halo, dude. No way.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Also, other news, TV news. You watch Ash vs. the Evil Dead?
No.
It's fucking hysterical. Real good. It's fucking, dude, I was fucking cracking up, dude. I don't know if I talked about this last time. Probably not as we were playing Halo. Yeah, it's fucking within like the first like 5 minutes, dude, the first episode. I was fucking dying laughing. It's fucking so good. That dude's like a fucking like live action fucking cartoon character. It's fucking real good. It's fucking driving, dude. Driving his fucking shitty car, dude, rocking out to fucking space trucking. It's fucking,
I don't think I've ever seen it. Or even heard of it.
Have you seen any of the Evil Dead movies? I was just a stretch. I know it's a stretch. No, you're not a movie person. But...
I may have, but I can't remember them. I think I did. I think I saw one. Way back. I couldn't tell you, though. It was so long ago.
Yeah, they're funny, dude. The fucking... Oh, the first one was just like a bad fucking, you know, low-budget horror movie, but the other two are fucking hysterical. Fucking funny as shit. Yeah, I was a little worried about the show. I'm like, yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. You know what I mean? This might be like shit, but... It's fucking legit, dude. It's fucking legit fucking Evil Dead. Better than the fucking shitty remake movie they did like a few years ago. That movie fucking sucked. Yeah, so it's on for like 10 episodes or something. I think it'd already get renewed for like a second season.
Nice.
Really good. Yeah, so I download that, dude, and I'll get a little pop-up message from Comcast, little love note. Saying, someone on this computer may have downloaded something that they didn't have the rights to. An email has been sent to the account holder. So,
wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's a little heads up. This might be the last Grunt Free Press podcast. It might be in jail next week. So,
wow.
Enjoy this one.
Fuck that. I would never pirate anything.
Ah, dude, this fucking... Who would do that? I know.
Yeah. Fuck that. I'm just picking flowers, man. That's all I'm doing.
Playing Halo afterwards, every, like, little, like, hiccup or, like, little lag spike, I'm like, dude, they're probably just, like, throttling my shit and, like, cutting off my service, you know? Like, fucking... They're done. Done with me.
Yep.
Yeah.
The show's surgery. Sorry.
Show's fucking great. It really is good. Sony had a little press conference at Paris, I guess. The Paris Game Show. Showed some shit. I couldn't be bothered to fucking watch it because I was playing Halo. I didn't give a shit. But what I heard... I was fucking hearing different, you know, people reporting on different podcasts and shit, and just, it's not like there's anything new. It's all shit they fucking announced before. Nothing too exciting. It's a fucking No Man's Sky game. Got a fucking, I think, release date for June. That looks alright, I guess, but again, I've fucking been hearing about that for like 2 fucking years. Yeah.
What is that?
Game? No Man's Sky is just like a fucking, I don't even know. They really explain too much, like, what it actually is. It's just like a space fucking game where you're flying around, like, exploring space and shit.
Wow. Okay. Doesn't sound great, but I like space. Could be cool.
Yeah, looks all right, dude. I'd fucking rather play Elite Dangerous or fucking the Rebel Galaxy, but...
I'm very pro-space. I actually reported a guy on Xbox because his name was Mars Destroyer. So I reported him and said it's offensive to me and the solar system.
Oh, absolutely, dude. I mean, fucking. What's more destructive or like offensive to you? Like destroying an entire planet, or watching your wife fucking suck a black dick? Like, I mean,
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't even have to be black. I mean, does it?
but it does. I mean, let's be honest, yeah.
Yeah, right. Definitely does. Definitely does. sorry, I'm a bit distracted. I'm literally just hitting things with the police baton that I found.
Nice. That's a classic one, eh? That's a good one from three. I remember that.
Yep.
Gotta get the Ripper though. That's the good one. The chainsaw, little fucking chainsaw.
Oh yeah, I can't wait. I'm just beating the shit out of fucking everything I see. You can actually pick up shit, which I love. You know me, I just threw a body off the bridge because that's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hold A and just fucking like you can move them, you know.
I
Some
thought
things you can't though, like this. I can't move these fucking like mole rats, you know. Like they're too heavy.
Just about you pick up an entire body and just throw.
Yeah, which is weird.
Say, it's one of my best things. Those games have been pretty good about that. You ever remember Oblivion? Facing, dude, there's like a little like gladiator combat you get into, or like tiers of it, you know what I mean? You'd go in, there'd be like a couple dudes, you'd fucking like fight him or whatever. And you go into like an arena, and there'd be like a crowd around you. You'd hear him like yelling and shit as you were fighting, and just get like progressively like more and more like difficult. Like there'd be like more enemies, or like harder enemies or whatever. And with like the last one, I think you just keep doing. There were like two minotaurs in there, and like you'd fight him, and they were like pretty tough, And I'd always fuck. I'd go in there and I'd fight him, and the crowd would be like fucking like chanting, like fucking yelling and shit. Probably a good like 10-minute fight, just hacking them and then like backing off and fucking like whatever, dude, like letting yourself heal, letting your stamina go up and fucking like going in. They'd like charge you and shit. You'd fucking try to like flank around them and just like go on for a good like 10-minute battle. And what I'd always do is after I'd beat them, dude, and like their dead bodies were there, dude, I'd fucking take like their heads. You could like click on them and like hold them up, So I'd fucking hold them up to the crowd. Like hold the limp body up, and I'd turn around like into like slowly in circles, just like fucking like move the head around.
See,
Like,
now it's great. You can stream that and it would be fucking awesome, you know? Couldn't do that before. You'd just be a fucking weirdo. Like, oh, dude, you're weird, but.
yeah, now I can stream it. And people say, "Well, you should pick up the Minotaur head by the left horn. If you do that 5 times, a fucking gold piece falls out of his ass." You didn't know that? Like, come on, really.
If we want to get into some sadistic things, I'll get a quick story. And I believe maybe it was Oblivion. What was the town? There was a snow town. I
My
want to, yeah, I
Skyrim,
want to
maybe?
say, I think it was
Skyrim.
before that. I think it was Oblivion. Pretty sure it was Oblivion. For Skyrim. There was this town. Could look it up. I'm pretty sure it was snowy. That's all I remember. There was snow. And it was a full town. I literally killed everyone in the town. And it was like a I think there was some woman, maybe the I don't know if she was like the leader or something. But yeah, I just killed them and there was her and a guy and I stripped them naked and fucking dragged them like into the bed and made it look like this sex crime, dude. I spent like probably an hour like just dragging the bodies around it and I'm like, dude, like what am I doing? I'm like, but fuck it. I'm like, this is awesome, you know? Like, dude, just everything, like trashing the house. Like, I was grabbing like the shit and throwing it on the floor, like the plates, like anything you could grab, you know? Just make it look like a mess. It's so fucking bored. It was just awesome, you know?
It'd be great if you do that and like get away with it, like nobody would know. Like if fucking somebody would just find that and be like, "Oh, it's fucking, must have been a home invasion or some shit." And he's like, "Sneak out, sneak out, get away with
Yeah, I know, but I kill everyone in the town, so I guess it really didn't even have to be done, but.
Well, that's like, dude, that's me, like pretty much every town in Fallout 1 or 2, dude. You fucking like make like the wrong dialogue choice, it's just like bam, dude, all of a sudden like fucking like
Dude.
some dude's fucking, some dude's fucking gangs like after you, and like one of your companions, dude, is like a stray shot and like hits a civilian, and, like the entire town just coming after you, like hiding behind a building, like oh shit, fucking popping out, dude, like taking them off one by one.
Dude, I don't know what happened, but I've just been sitting in this garage. I have not moved anywhere, right? Dude, there was a fucking massive explosion, like right outside the building. And I don't know why or what happened. There's nobody around.
It could be like some random encounter you see if you walk all the way up. Dude,
maybe that's what it was.
Might have been a fucking spaceship crashing outside. Who knows?
Dude, the truck's on fire right outside here, but I haven't looked. I just, dude, loud explosion. I like almost shit myself, dude. I'm like, what is that? Like someone shot a nuke at me or something.
Nice.
But I haven't seen anything, so I just, fuck, like, did I miss something? I obviously did, because it fucking blew up. But pretty cool, nonetheless.
Like a rat will have fucking stepped on a landmine outside or something.
Oh, that was another new thing, a new enemy. It looked like a mole rat was like coming under the, like in and out of the ground.
All right, cool, dude. This fucking sounds pretty sweet.
Yeah. So that was kind of cool. I can hear him, though. Can hear him coming. Yeah, dude, pretty cool. Like, I don't even want to go outside, you know?
In real life or in the game.
No, yeah, exactly. I might just never do a quest. I'm just going to sit at this gas station and just fucking patrol the area.
Nice.
No, it's I haven't noticed any, like, I noticed I've picked up these things, but... Like magazines, but I haven't noticed if you can read them yet.
Oh, a lot of them, like, before you get to read them, and that increase your stats and shit, like survival guide and the fucking guns and ammo and shit.
These ones are almost like, I think they're junk.
Or it could be that, too, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, like, I can't do nothing. They're just miscellaneous, those ones. What, they would be under, what are they, under 8 usually, the different ones?
Or junk, I don't know, or like, I don't know if there's like a separate like book stab or something, I don't know, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I thought that's how it was, like the ones in miscellaneous you couldn't do anything with. But whatever, figure it out.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting my start in the Wasteland too, so let's end this, and the sooner I can get out there, so yeah, this has been the Grunt Free Press podcast, episode 17. You can check out all the other podcasts as well as some reviews and just garbage shit I want to throw up on gruntfreepress.com. Email any questions to podcast@gruntfreepress.com. Donate at gruntfreepress.com, because I got to do it. I got to fucking do something.
You got to pay for Jason.
Yeah, I got to pay for that, dude. I have no money, so it's really bad. I'm rolling my own cigarettes, dude, just to save money, dude, just for fucking Jason.
Yeah, I hope it's worth it. It's a gamble, you know. Dude, what the fuck just fucking crashed, dude? That was fucking crazy.
Wishing that I were